Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Governor Charlie Baker joined policymakers, researchers, and community activists at last night's WBUR forum to discuss gun control. While Massachusetts is often praised for having the lowest gun death rate in the nation, many activists said they're angry that it's a different story in some urban areas. WBUR's Wilder Fleming reports.
More restrictive gun laws mean less gun violence. That was the consensus opinion of the panel members, including Governor Charlie Baker. Baker says looser gun laws in other states are causing problems here.
One of the things I think would make a big difference in this space is data around guns that kill or maim or injure people in Massachusetts, especially in communities of color that aren't bought here. There are states around us that don't play by the same rules.
Attorney General Maura Healey says more than half of the guns involved in crimes here in Massachusetts come from out of state.
We need to have some basic standards in place when it comes to background checks and to really normalize across this country some basic steps that don't interfere with anyone's Second Amendment rights, but do properly recognize this as the public health issue that this is.
While many audience members agreed, some felt the panel was out of touch with the urgent need for action in some Boston communities. Monica Cannon Grant, head of the advocacy group Violence in Boston, spoke up from the crowd to say she feels her community, Roxbury, and other Boston communities have long been overlooked.
We can't walk to bus stops. We can't stand at bus stops. We take Ubers to go to school. We're doing group transport. We dodge bullets for a living. There's a missing piece to this conversation. And this is not an either or. This is an and also. This is, yes, this has happened in Parkland. Yes, this is happening in Vegas. But Dorchester, Roxbury, and Mattapan, in fact, yesterday somebody was shot, dodged bullets on a regular basis.
Attorney General Maura Healey agrees.
Part of this goes down to, I'll be real honest, how we as a society have valued life. And which lives matter. And I think that that is really the name to the game, and that's why disproportionately Black and Latino communities have paid a real price.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Wilder Fleming.